This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You say stop, but I say go, go, go. Oh, no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Back on 590 The Fan, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin in a little early next couple of days for Frank. He's down in Florida on TV duty. Chuck Marlowe there. Chuck, he's holding the players accountable for Fox 2. Had a report last night with Paul DeYoung. I think he was live on the morning show today on the TV side. And then he sat under the tent with Iggy. And the description of Iggy, I didn't quite understand. Frank said, oh, he's wearing a...
He had a towel?
He had a towel, and Frank was describing it as a veteran move, and I was trying to picture...
It was raining, windy, cold. He wore a polo t-shirt, I do believe, polo shirt, and was really cold, so they bring hotel towels. We usually did that every year to wipe off the dew from the table.
Okay.
So the equipment doesn't sit on it. So it was not only a wet, it was not only a towel, but it was a soaking wet towel.
I can't see Iggy bringing a towel...
No.
Thinking this will come in handy for the broadcast, like doing anything that remotely improves the broadcast. I could see somebody giving him a towel and then him complaining. Well, that's it. Can I have a bigger towel than this? It's the best towel we can. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I'll take it, but that's the best you got. And the question of the day has kind of died. Is that fair? Is that.
Due to Schiltz kind of doesn't really have a schedule like Mike Matheny did. And so usually when I did it, players would. Walk out kind of like a sardine style, you know, lined up
sardine
single file,
style.
You know, and then you just
the cleats hitting the sidewalk.
Yeah, you got that nap pop
yep.
there with the cleats. But this year, I think, you know.
Well, maybe with the workouts beginning today, maybe in the next couple of days will be
I
a little
Thursday,
more.
I think Thursday, Friday will be good. Obviously, rain, weather issues, physicals this morning kind of delayed a ton of players being out and about. So I'm sure Iggy will step it up there Thursday, Friday, knock them out.
Hey, buddy, what's your favorite cigarette?
I'm sure he'll step it up Thursday, Friday. He's been saving himself for the last couple of days. And he does pay the price when it comes to the occasionally I hear some of the comments. And I enjoy a good roast, and I like saying things that are terribly mean. Sometimes the Iggy, the meanness level towards him is off the charts. I laugh, but it's all
I laugh
mean.
Too, but I also feel for Iggy.
Yes. Not a whole lot, but...
Did Chuck hit up the embassy happy hour last night?
He actually, housekeeping, behind the curtain stuff, he had some computer issues.
Oh, no.
So I don't want to say the poor guy, he's in Florida, but he was working on stuff for us till like 8:30 or so. Now, this is what he told me, it's possible... He was at happy hour with his mom and dad.
Did he spill a drink on the computer and that caused the issues?
Or you just send a text... Hold on, it's going to be a couple hours, having lots of issues with the laptop. And I say, oh, sorry to hear that. And then he puts the laptop in his room, and he's down there at the happy hour.
Martin bought it. I got some time.
I mean, it's possible that he was exaggerating, but I don't – it's not a whole lot. Like, Frank's only there for, what, like 2 days? It's kind of an in and out deal.
I think he flies back either maybe late Friday.
Wow.
Early Saturday.
It's not as glamorous, you know. I mean, I'm sure people – hear about the picnic, but that sounds really glamorous.
That's luxurious.
Brian Bartow offered up a tent, though. That's pretty much the most help you're ever going to get from Cardinals PR. My gosh, they give you a tent. That's pretty nice.
And I'm not for sure if you're surprised. Joe Rod and Iggy did not set up the tent. And I saw the video that they had.
Who set it up then?
I think
that's
Cardinals PR
that's
mixed
great.
With
although it may have been a preemptive strike where, like, these idiots are going to try and come inside. You watch. These idiots will be rolling cable inside our building. Let's keep them outside.
We did it inside in a random office 1 year, I think 2 years ago. The only time I've ever been inside and have done it. They try to avoid that at all costs.
I will say what's unfortunate for question of the day, and this is where Plowsy was the perfect guy for it, and maybe this it doesn't work in Iggy's favor or even in Roderick's favor, and no offense, Plowsy. But you might be the least threatening person I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely.
So, like, when a Cardinal player walks up, they know that it's going to be kind of lighthearted and funny. Whereas, if you're a ball player walking up to a complete stranger and it's Iggy, you might be taking the longer,
oh,
more oval
sure.
shaped route to where you need to
might
go.
Consider retiring.
I mean, to soften it up with a nice fist bump, pat on the back, very lighthearted question.
A little more circuitous route to get to where you need to go.
No, if you see Iggy coming, your first thought is disinfectant. I mean, that's.
Well, did you hear about the story yesterday? I know this is kind of TMA, but just an Iggy story in general. Iggy was smoking a cigarette outside,
oh,
waiting
no.
for Joe Rod. Either who's at a gas station or a convenience store, one of the two. Iggy was smoking a cigarette outside, commented on a color car for a female, said, "Hey, I like the color of your car." Before he finished that sentence, she goes, "Oh, no, I don't have any money."
That's very telling.
That's,
oh,
no gold. Offense. No offense to Iggy.
Maybe that's when you go find a barber, get your hair cut.
Clean yourself up,
clean
son.
Yourself up a little
Sir,
bit. When you're...
I'm sorry, I don't have any money.
Oh, poor
hey,
Iggy.
Yeah, it's a real nice car you got over there. I'm sorry, I don't have any money for you.
Oh.
In Iggy's defense, he's standing next to like a $50,000 Chevy Colorado, you know, a truck, so.
Poor Iggy.
Hey, let's do five for the gang since Frank is out this hour.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University. A liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, does it make me a terrible person?
Yes, yes.
That's an honor if
yes.
Chuck is not here. Chuck
yes.
is not here. Because whenever I say, does this make me a terrible person, you guys reach for the buzzer and hit it before I can finish. And I know there's been a lot of political strife. There was even genocide in the Bosnia area, right? When and Clinton was president, they had to go over. We had an Uber driver the other night in Milwaukee. He's got an interesting accent. His name was Milan. And my wife said, "Oh, where are you from?" And he said, "Where do you think?" And I said, Hold on.
Oh, no.
And I said, "Bosnia." And he kind of looked back at me with like a terrible look. He said, "No, I'm Serbian."
You are a rude, terrible person.
And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then we drove a little further. And I said, "Are they kind of the same?"
Because yes. You didn't say that to him,
yeah,
did you? Oh, Martin.
And then he said, "Well, you know what it is." He said, "We are all the same people if it weren't for religions that divide us." And I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to be an interesting ride. Look at the map. My point is, I was kind of warm, right? I know if you're Bosnian, you're Serbian, that's a different ethnicity. But in terms of the map, I was in the right ballpark there. I should have just let it go, though. And then he kind of went on a bigger speech, and he was very holistic, and I said, "What? Can I ask another question?"
And you've been drinking for the last, like, 8 hours, so maybe?
At this point, no, maybe a couple, not eight. And I said, "Does this car have a weird smell?" And he said, "That's oregano." He said, "I spray oregano to keep the germs away," which we could try with Iggy.
I tried to tell the cops that it's oregano, but it had that different
You think my guy was lying?
You think
he was just doing pot the whole time?
Does oregano keep germs away?
He said you spray an oregano spray before you get on a plane and you'll never get sick. He was a little out there.
Maybe Iggy should try that next year for the AVNs. Yes.
Were there beads on his seat?
Was there a crystal?
No, but he had on his dashboard, and this is the beauty, you get into a cab, you get into Uber, you never know who you're going to meet. He was interesting. But on the dashboard, he had a little mini mushroom field, but they were, you know, like plastic mushrooms or maybe ceramic, I don't know. It was some weird little layout that he had.
So, yeah, he definitely was spraying a marijuana spray.
So the oregano that he told us about for health reasons was a bunch of BS.
I used mine for health reasons as well.
But I'm saying, to your knowledge, if somebody said Bosnia and Serbia, don't you see those as being similar?
I'm a bad person to ask. I take offense to very little of anything. So I don't take that too seriously. So I think you're fine with
that. Yeah, I was in the ballpark. Yeah. Herzegovina.
Was this your own Uber driver, or did you accidentally get stuck in a group one again?
No,
Chicago. With the guy who thought you were super wealthy.
This was our own. We did have a later Uber driver who was Cuban and didn't speak English.
And you asked if he was from the Dominican Republic.
No,
he thought, I'm close!
Nope. So I was trying because I can't. My wife can speak a little bit of Spanish. I was just throwing out names. I'm like,
no.
Yasiel Puig. And he was like, hey. And then I was like, Rene Rocha. And he kind of shook his
head. Levon Hernandez.
Yeah, like anybody I could think of.
Stop it. You had been drinking. It's like if you were in a car with a guy from like who was Chinese, you'd be like, Yao Ming.
Absolutely. What else do you got? But he was very excited. He said he liked baseball. So this horrible conversation with a couple of Manhattans, and I'm trying to explain baseball, St. Louis, Cardinals, and then he's like, oh, yeah. And
Who was the best Cardinal player from Cuba?
Well, I think, wasn't Rene Arocha that pitcher in the 90s?
Yeah,
from
I'm trying
Cuba?
To think if there's another one.
But this guy was younger, so that had no meaning to him. So I just kept going, hey, Puig, Gastiel. He's like, yeah. Okay, I'm a terrible person. All right. Second question.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either.
Are you guys buying this whole idea that the Cubs are down? I know they've got the distractions off the field with all the issues going on. But as a team, so when Pecota says 80 wins and you look at their makeup and everybody loved their future, why? Because, well, Bryant's going to be there for a while. Riz is going to be there for a while. Russell's young. You got Baez is young. What's changed? Why is everybody down on the Cubs? So you are in the camp that says they'll be down a little bit.
Yes, traded too many of top prospects. You're going to have a lot of players to pay. It doesn't seem like Chris Bryant was too kind of how he started his career with the Cubs, you know, having him wait 2 weeks to avoid starting the clock. I think he'll leave. Baez isn't going to ask for probably $100-some million. Rizzo will get off his deal, his friendly deal, and you're just going to have money that you're not going to be able to allocate.
But that's eventually. What about this year? You think this year they're already...
I think this year it'll start, you know, I think Joe Maddon may not even last the year. I think the Cubs fans aren't really huge fans of Joe Maddon. I just think this is going to be a down year for the Cubs. The roster is there. I just don't know if I see it, especially with how good the division is. I say a down year for the Cubs, and they start to trend towards that window close.
I won't buy down. I will buy vulnerable, though. I think especially in the rotation.
Ooh, new segment. Down or vulnerable?
Down or vulnerable. I think, you know, John Lester entering his age 35 season. Yep. Same with Cole Hamels entering age 35. Darvish coming off an injury. Quintana hasn't exactly been the pitcher you thought you were trading for a year and a half ago. I think there are some legit concerns with their starting rotation in a division that suddenly has a surplus of power hitters. I think that could be an issue for them.
And the reason you thought that window was wide open for years to come was the prospects, and then they seem to be trading them for obviously short-term success. They were all the Chapman, got you a World Series ring. But as far as, for me, it's more looking long-term. I think this is the year that it starts to trend down.
I mean, can Javier Baez be, maybe he can, a 30-homer, a 70-extra-base hit guy, like he was last year, with an almost 8-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio as a hitter. I do wonder if that is sustainable.
But I think Bryant will have a better year than he did last year. Obviously, injury plagued most of the last year. So I think there are positives, but I'm just a Cub basher, and I think this is the downfall.
I mean, it is possible that it's a year where you can win the division with 87, 80 wins. It's possible that the Reds are better, the Pirates are okay, and that everybody just kind of beats the snot out of each other. I mean, that's what Pecota did. The Brewers win in the division, but at 88 games. And we do like to dismiss Pecota, except for that Cubs 80 and 82. I'm like, maybe they're onto something here. Yeah.
In that division, pitching-wise, one thing that has always kind of stopped the Cubs has been power pitching, just trying to throw the ball by them. And Cardinals have quite a bit of that. The Brewers, as you saw last year, have quite a bit of that. The other teams are starting to, kind of from a weakness standpoint for the Cubs, catch up to them.
Are you buying Paul DeJong's agent, who told Derek Gould that one of the reasons that Harper, Machado, these guys aren't getting signed, he said it's all the analytics now are getting in the way of guys getting deals. Isn't that kind of weird, because Paul DeJong got a deal because of analytics that they projected? There's a guy who played 1 year, and they said, well, you know, we'll give you $30 million, which in baseball is nothing. In the real world is a ton of money. Wasn't it analytics that projected this guy's? Isn't that why his client got signed?
Yes. I think...
So railing on analytics is one thing and fun to do, but his client got paid because of it.
I think it's easier to rail at, say, a front office or a belief than it is to rail on the owners, because GMs change, front office beliefs always change and evolve, but owners tend to be a little more constant. So it's easier to place the blame on people who might be fired in a couple of years. I mean, how often do owners sell a team? Not very often. I mean, when was the last baseball team? I guess the Marlins. Before the Marlins, the last baseball team for sale, the Dodgers, because of a divorce. It's kind of an every 5 to 8 year period.
You mean that one team is sold?
Yeah.
At any given team, it's what, 20, 30 years
yes.
between sales?
Whereas, I mean, GMs and front offices change philosophies fairly often. So it's easier to blame them than it is to blame the owners for not wanting to pay the money.
And I would think analytics would say, hey, Bryce Harper's pretty good.
Yes.
Hey, Manny, but you're, and how old are they? Oh, they're pretty young.
Yeah, 26.
You're okay.
Yeah. You might want to be good for a couple more years.
I'm not a fan of analytics anyways. I understand why they're in baseball. But to me, I hate now that pitching changes happen almost every half inning after the fifth inning. And I liked when starters pitch complete games. I don't like overthinking things too much. And I think baseball is just a big overthinking league now on who you should sign and think the right numbers. Should we bring this pitcher in, lefty versus righty? I think they think way too much about it.
Owners not wanting to pay players their true value predates analytics by about 100 years. So I don't think it's analytics that is causing this offseason freeze.
What happened to the Phillies guy? Remember, he was going to be stupid. He said, we'll be stupid and throw money around. We might do something
stupid. He signed Aaron Nola to an extension. That wasn't stupid. That was smart. Now, something stupid.
The McCutcheon deal might have been slightly stupid.
Not dumb enough. Do more.
Yeah. Not dumb enough. Do more. All right. What's the percentage Charlie takes my advice and actually has Jim Marlowe conduct an interview while down there? Chuck's dad.
I hope it's 100. I want it to happen.
He's a huge baseball fan. And I guarantee it'd be a career highlight for him. Maybe it's straight to the web like a lot of Iggy's
what
interviews.
What player would play ball with it?
You know who I think would do it? It'd be Mike Shildt.
I was going to say Wainwright maybe would do it.
Wainwright would
it'd
probably do
it. It'd have to be someone who knows Charlie really well and would understand like,
probably
what's
not
happening.
Molina. Probably right. not Ozuna.
May, what if your dad gets Molina to talk? I mean, Charlie's dad gets Molina to open up.
Yeah.
Look, we've
not.
All worked with Charlie, and I love Chuck to death. But I've seen him in TMA try to count down the percentage of times he needs to talk on air, like if there's two people, if there's three people. My guess is if he has an opportunity to have his dad
do some
do
of
an
his
interview,
work, you're gonna get a call.
I think Charlie would absolutely be on board, regardless of the outcome or if it's even usable. I think Charlie would definitely.
Martin, my dad's just going to do the 5 o'clock sports guest.
And I love Charlie.
That would be great. And Charlie, like, it's actually my sixth day on overtime, but I'm going to use my dad. But I still I get paid.
it's a Marlowe doing appearing. It, so I still get paid.
All right, you guys are Blues fans. At this point, what would you accept as the final season result? If I said to you, right, like a month ago, I said, they just get in. You're taking it.
Making the playoffs, I think, even now. I don't care if you
that's
win
still
five
good
more
games.
I think that is absolutely good, especially
so
in hockey. And
you
it can be the one all the time. Yes,
I think
get in the playoffs.
I think the floor is first wild card.
I need to win a – no, but I'm saying playoff-wise.
Oh.
I still think making it is a success
is
for how it has been for three-fourths of this season, making it
I think
enough.
I got to win around.
I think if you have a really good first-round series, push it to seven. Because, I mean, at this point, you're still playing – a Winnipeg or a San Jose or even a Nashville.
You can't be disappointed if you lose to Winnipeg,
right.
who I think could win the Cup. And same with Nashville. I think Calgary, not many people think they're a dominant team, so maybe some average fan will think that's disappointing. But the team you're going to be playing is going to be superior to you, so I don't know if you can complain about a first-round exit.
I want more. Now that this team is back, I need more. I need a Cup, okay? We get a parade.
Wow. I would not hold your breath.
All right, we'll talk more hockey with Strick,
maybe?
Midday Grind, coveted hour. Oh, he's en route or whatever. God, these guys now, they start winning games. They don't get when they were losing. He's like, you guys still want me? Should we just skip the Blues segment this week? No, we still want you. That does it for the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Thanks to Maryville University sponsoring the listener line. Oh, we'll get to those texts, too. We'll read all your texts in the next hour. How about that, Hoff?
Also, we have McBride Homes. They have their union sales stimulus program. They've teamed up with local construction unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. Buy now and get McBride Homes' best deal on a new home. Up to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the local unions. It's available only during the month of February. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. And when you buy a house, you should buy a car. Go to BomberRealer.com, get yourself some new wheels. Look at their inventory 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The BomberRealer Automotive Group, Missouri's number one automotive group.
And we didn't read those texts. It's Chuck's fault. We'll get to those in the next hour. Midday Grind coming up. I've been waiting for a guy to come and take me by the hand. Trophy sensations make me feel good.